This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will you roll over and die, or will you rally and fight? 90% of war is informational. You won't fight in the info war. You'll never fight physically.
Well, it's not a part of the mural, and we certainly encourage expression, but we are using the city streets for city art.
In other words, that will go away. You will paint over that.
I actually haven't even had an opportunity to review it, Martha, but we the response that we've gotten from people about the Black Lives Matter mural has just been incredible.
We need more officers. We don't have the officers that we need, and sadly, we've lost 300 to 400 officers in the last 4 years. We haven't had officers.
But she's got illegal aliens ready to take the job.
We have policies that make it difficult to recruit new officers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I want to open the phones up for first-time callers again, specifically on everything we just covered the last hour. Do you see the invasion is here? Do you see they're making them the military, the police, everything? Military-age men. I want to hear from veterans. I want to hear from police. In fact, only veterans and police or Border Patrol agents, current or former. Anybody that's dealt with this, I want to hear from you. And if you're in New York or Chicago or Texas and you've seen the illegal alien influx, what it's doing to you, you as well. I want to give the number out right now and what you think of my breakdown, because you know where tomorrow's news today. I don't come here with sensationalism. I don't come here with hype. What we talk about sounds insane, sounds crazy, sounds over the top. Reality is stranger than fiction, as has been said many times. Military, police, Border Patrol, federal agents, federal marshals, I want to hear from you. I meet with you privately. I want to hear from you about where you see this going. But this is their invasion. This is the admitted UN plan. Also, get to some of Elon Musk's live coverage at the border today. We've got that coming up as well. So here is the toll-free number for people with direct contact with the invasion. I have Owen Schroyer on right now, but he's spending time with family before he reports to prison for his free speech. Just remind you of that. That's how close this is to home. We have a reporter on next hour who was raided by the police in the UK when he broke that a Nazi death camp operator. Death camp operator. That's the cream of the cream. That is as bad as it gets. That's the Diablo hombre. And they're saluting. Again, if I ran death camps or I rounded up Jews, I'd probably be on the ADL's award list like George Soros. I mean, you can't make it up. You can't swing a stick in the UN or swing a stick in the dark in the WEF or any of these places and not hit a Nazi. And boy, the white supremacists have a fit about that when I just say, what is this sick relationship with the ADL and Nazis? Because they don't want to say Nazis are bad, too. I say the ADL's bad and the Nazis are bad. They're all vermin, criminals, out to destroy us, out to divide us, using racial division. The Nazis use race to control. The liberals use it. The left uses it. That's why I say, hey, they're calling everybody Nazis. Closest thing I ever saw to a Nazi is a leftist. Democratic Party, the KKK. They say the NRA is the KKK. Remember that? That was a big talking point in the last 5 years. The NRA was founded to counter the KKK. It's upside down world. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of 20-1 black-on-white crime and white people being preyed upon. There's a bunch of black people been brainwashed. We deserve to be killed because we're a virus. We're a mosquito. We're a piece of garbage. We need black people, which are starting to do it, to speak out against it and say, we're not part of that. Like white people saying, we're not part of the KKK. I want black people to say, we're not part of these racial attacks on white people. If you know, you're part of it. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
On March 20th, 2003, the United States invaded Iraq. Exactly 1 year before the invasion, Alex Jones predicted it.
So now everybody's going, wow, it really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You voted Trump! You voted Trump!
Oh, yeah!
Supporting the president. You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Video out with Jon Stewart 5 years ago in the midterms before 2020. 2018. 6 years ago. And there's Jon Stewart that says Tucker Carlson is pure evil. He says Alex Jones believes what he says and is just mentally ill. That's a quote. But Tucker Carlson is a liar and knows he's lying. About what? I know the facts. Tucker Carlson is as accurate as it gets. But Jon Stewart, whose brother ran the New York Stock Exchange, big insider, he says, oh, nobody's invading you. Nobody's attacking you. Nobody's coming after you. There's no crime. There's no defunding of police. There's nothing happening. And now you've seen it all done. Let's fire up the phone system, guys. I want to take these calls. We're talking to military, we're talking to law enforcement, we're talking to former or current Border Patrol about the completely open borders, the replacement migration, the military's largest group they're hiring is illegal aliens. Illinois, New Mexico, other states are passing laws. California for illegals to vote. They're giving them driver's license. They're letting them become police officers. They are bringing in the outside group to rule over us. You guys fire up the phone system for me so I can see it. Thank you. So here's the toll-free number for police and military. Maybe the crew missed it last segment. I gave the number out. So if you tried to call in and couldn't get in, call in again, because we're taking first-time callers from police and military and Border Patrol about my analysis in the last 30 minutes of the last hour and your take on what I said and what you think about it. You agree, you disagree, you want to add something to it, we want to hear from you. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And please, regular callers, don't call in or the military and law enforcement and Border Patrol cannot get through. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We won't keep you on hold long. I'm going to go to you. I'm going to go to the next person. But militarily, this is admitted by Obama and the globalists in the UN as their takeover strategy. I know I'm right. The UN's taking control of the treaty over our health care and our bodies. The UN's taking control globally over our free speech. The UN's coming with bureaucracy and regulation and surveillance and with social credit scores and with not hiring white people, so they get more and more angry when they can't get a job because of what color they are, and then they're going to sit there and say it's these brown people did it. Because 94%, 93% of the world isn't white. So the globalists, big corporations, bring them in, brainwash them, make them anti-white, put them in positions of power as their foot soldiers while they just killed 80-plus million brown people with the lockdowns the last 3.5 years. They hate you just as much as they hate me, but they're playing us off against each other. Can't we see the real 3D chess? 877-789-2539. Jim, Jordan, Jay, we are taking your phone calls on this huge subject. As Obama said, we're going to have a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military. They cull, they purge the military with the transgenderism propaganda, with the four shots, with the critical race theory, and the good people, race, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter. The citizens get out, just like they purge the police. Then they bring in their people with their loyalty oaths, just like the universities, that you're a leftist. And you believe white people, who are the minority worldwide, 8% of the population, conservatively, are the devil. Now, how Nazi is that? Not the Nazis are pro-white. A minority of whites, Aryans. Hitler thought the Germans weren't as good as the British. Hitler thought, read his books, that the British were the supreme Aryans. He didn't want to go to war with England. He had a secret deal with them and a treaty that England broke. He thought the Brits were the cream of the crop. He thought all the other white groups were basically subhuman. Some Northern Europeans, some Swedes, the Scots, the Irish, the British. That's it. Everybody else, once the world government was in place, they'd turn your resources off, they'd play against each other, they'd poison you, they'd kill you. And now they've got a race-based system that white people are bad because of the color of our skin. No, Martin Luther King Jr. was right. You don't judge somebody on the color of their skin. You judge them on the content of their deeds. But if you don't know who somebody is, white or black, when they're banging on your apartment door, let me in, let me in. A white woman sees a black guy. She says, well, I don't be racist. She opens the door, he murders her and kills her. That's not black people did that. It's a crazy, evil black person did it. But I got articles where these white women literally roll over because they believe this religion that blacks have been oppressed like nowhere in the world here in the United States. But that's not the truth. You know, I saw this on Twitter. I'm going to go to your phone calls. And it's so illustrative. Put this up on screen, please. Some leftist, Schroeder Sneechy Belly, says, I swear to God, every historical fact trotted out by the right is either some tinfoil hat conspiracy theory made up by someone like Alex Jones, or, like in the case of this map, something literally everybody but them has known since learning it in junior high. No, it's not taught in junior high that 98% of black slaves were sent to the Middle East or to South America or to Central America or the Caribbean. It's got the numbers, yeah. 90%+ of the slaves were sent to Brazil and were sent to the Caribbean and were sent to the Middle East and were sent to India. and were sent to Madagascar. So, oh, you kooks are nuts, but your map's right. And here's my deal. Is a Brazilian guilty that their 10 grandfathers before them bought some black slaves at a slave? No. I mean, if my brother, I don't have a brother, but if my brother robbed a bank, I'm not guilty. I'm not part of it. If you're black and your cousin goes kill some white person for no reason, are you guilty? You're like, no, my cousin did that, not me. This idea that white people are to blame. And so the left's so pissed that these maps are out of the Atlantic slave trade. And they go, okay, you're either ignorant. Well, okay, your map's real, but everybody knows this. No, everybody doesn't know this. And it goes down page to page with the numbers. But the larger the arrow, the larger the group. Where did the majority of black people go? Brazil. And are they doing bad in Brazil now? No, they're doing great. Not saying slavery's good. The point is, where'd the rest go? The Caribbean. Tiny amount went to Virginia, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Normalcy bias. We still think we live in the old America, a free country. We don't. We live inside the New World Order. You're under assault. If you don't admit that to yourself, you'll be destroyed. When you wake up, you'll be part of the second American Revolution. Information war. A decision you make to not comply with the system. That's how we beat them. Not shooting people. Because 99% of the public doesn't understand what they're part of. It's not like a straight-up army attacking you. It's all done by stealth. Jay, Jordan, Justin, Larry, Dave, Anonymous, Chris, David, Jeff, we're getting to all of you. We'll go to Anonymous next, but first, Chris in California is a police officer on the purge of the old republic. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Alex. Honor to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Go ahead.
I was with San Francisco PD. I was part of a group purge in October 2021 because I wouldn't take the shot. And I wanted to agree with you that looking back, I mean, even during it, I realized it was a purge of all of us that know the Constitution, that would uphold it. And you look at Maui as an example. I mean, there's no way people, cops like me, would have blocked that road. We would have been helping them get out. And you got these people. It's not, like you said, they're not necessarily bad, but they'll just follow orders and not question anything.
Yeah, huge fires rushing towards people, and you just say, sorry, you got to stay here until you die.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what happened. A lot of, and that whole thing still bothers me. A lot.
Well, what do you think of my breakdown of hiring illegal aliens to be police, illegal aliens in the military, after they purge it? It's very clear what they're doing.
It's absolutely clear. You couldn't be more right. And it's scary. And I think about with the military, I mean, the Chinese literally, I'm wondering if they're thinking of invading the mainland. They could just walk right in because even my coworkers, my former colleagues, have no clue, like, how easy that could be. They're too busy watching their, you know, March Madness or their football, but they didn't have time to research the shots. They don't have time to do all this. And I want to bring up one thing. Remember the big fires we had in Santa Rosa?
Yes.
I think it was 2018. After lineup, I asked the lieutenant if I could talk. So I was in patrol, and I told them all at the time to watch for, I was thinking more terrorists like ISIS, because Portugal was having the same problem. The difference was their government was acknowledging that terrorists and ISIS were encouraging people to set fires near big cities. So I warned them, keep an eye out for people starting fires. Well, sure, and they all called me conspiracy theorists. Oh, come on. You know, you're getting all paranoid. So I was sitting in the lunchroom one day, and they come back from their mutual aid helping Santa Rosa, and the two that were laughing at me looked shook up, and I go, hey, how was your mutual aid? That was the overtime. They come in, and they say, you know what you told us the other day at lineup? I said, yeah. They said, we actually did catch two people trying to start a fire. I go, what'd they look like? So looking back, it was Antifa types, but at the time, they so-called themselves Occupy and all that. But they actually caught two white Antifa types starting fires, and they held them for Santa Rosa PD. And I'm like, I told you guys.
Greece caught them. They caught them all over the world, Canada. The left goes out and burns stuff down because they're trying to create a destabilization.
Exactly. And all my coworkers that worked at Mutual Aid said, and I didn't even bring it up, they said the fire, they looked strange. They said, because, you know, sometimes fires, they will skip a house and everything. But they said even the paint on the trim of the house or the windows were not even melted. The grass wasn't singed. They just have a whole house that was totally fine. They said it was really odd. And that white ash was everywhere, like in the Maui fires. That real, like, looked like everything was just incinerated.
Well, they got so many satellites in space, they block out the stars. I appreciate your call. God bless you, Chris. Thank you for calling. Anonymous in Texas. We'll talk about the military takeover. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I appreciate you having me on. Thanks for everything you and the crew do.
We're trying.
That's obvious. I wanted to give you my personal experience from my service in the military. They are trying to neuter us from the inside out. That's the game they played.
Yeah, before the military takes over America, you got to take over the military.
They played us hard because they knew they couldn't invade us. So what they did was they got to all of our politicians and our military leaders, and they turned everybody from the inside out. And that's essentially what cancer does. It kills you from the inside out. You don't even see it coming. So it's too late now, and I can attest to it. I was going to serve and retire in the military, but based on what I saw, I decided I'd get out because I couldn't sacrifice my morals and my ethics. They no longer aligned with the military's. They were looking to endorse changing people's sex, teaching critical race theory, all of those things over the core values. All of that took place or took precedence over everything.
And that's a simple plan. You made people go against their oath, good Americans, they get out. Now you bring in people that will follow orders.
Exactly. And they knew what they were doing. They're smart. They've got tons of research into this, tons of money into it. They're not stupid. What they're going to do next is get us to fight each other when we're vulnerable because we're fighting each other and divided. They may try to come conquer. People need to get ready, just like you said. They need to make sure they have an emergency plan. I don't have a job. I have twins on the way. But I still wasn't willing to sacrifice my moral ethics to let these people control me and get me to go against my own country. It will not happen. And I will absolutely stand up against it.
You sound like a smart guy. How do we counter this? Because I want to be clear to listeners. I don't get up here to be sensational. This is happening. This is going down. And it's so sad to see us being taken like this when the average idiot that's decided to serve this will be more destroyed than us. And it's so sickening. I get nauseous a lot of times for the show. I can barely do the show because I look at all this intel. And I'm like, this shouldn't happen. People should say no. But remember, they're not informed like you or I. They've not lived it or been in it. I've been in this in the information war. You've been in the information war and physical war. Anybody that's been in it can get it. But people that haven't, they are so weak. And I don't mean that in a good way. I look at how soft our people are. I don't think they have any idea what they're up against.
It's intentional. It was all by design. The first thing they did was attack our families. When they attacked our families and separated the parents from the kids, they then attacked the education system. Once you dumb down the kids, get rid of the math and the reading, which, I don't know, did you hear about LeBron James's school? They haven't passed a math test since they opened. Wonder why. Once you attack their education and those people grow up with no...
Oh, the majority of high schools, the majority can't pass any test.
Yes, and that's the plan.
People thought it was a joke when we said 20 years ago, oh, the new curriculum says 2 plus 2 equals 5. I thought it was a joke. No, they teach that.
If you can't figure out what 2 plus 2 is, Alex, how are you going to be able to tell if a p-value in a study is accurate or not?
Well, that's what George Orwell wrote about. And he was the deputy head of propaganda for MI6. He said the goal is people won't know what 2 plus 2 equals.
And that's the goal. So they've already done that. We've seen it. So you've already seen that all these things are happening or happen. If that's the case, then how can we get any further? You have to let the system fall.
I hear you, Anonymous. More calls straight ahead.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, the DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, look, in a war, you break a lot of stuff, you kill a lot of people. The globals want total control of technology, civilization, your lives, your bodies. They want to use you as guinea pigs. And I'm not heroic to be opposing this. I'm not a slave. A guinea pig, me and my children, your family, total world government, race war, everybody divided, the end of the family. That's why I'm pissed at people. Not our audience of activists, but the general public. But I'm not like Bill Gates who says, well, just kill them, they're dumb. But Bill Gates has got a point. At least he's an evil murderer. He knows what he's doing. He is serving Satan. But we sit here and we put up with this because the Netflix is still on. The golf course is still there. You can still polish your Corvette. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Massive human trafficking. Massive crime. Federal prosecutors every day caught raping kids, child porn, stabbing people at red lights, raping their wives. And that's the good news is these people that serve the system are so messed up. They'll never rule us. They think they'll collapse things and then we'll line up and kiss their asses. No, we'll eat your ass. And that's why I did that 3 years ago, went viral. I said, since civilization collapses and my kids are starving, I'll haul your ass up by a chin and eat your ass. And I was doing an analogy of the Modest Proposal, the famous satire. Millions of Irish were dying. There was only one British lord that was Irish. And the House of Lords was saying, let's just kill all the Irish. Screw them. Let's not help them in the potato famine. And so this British lord wrote a op-ed under a pseudonym saying, yeah, the Irish should quit bitching. We should just tell them to fatten up their babies and sell them to us and eat them. And the British weren't used to satire. There was a debate. They're like, yeah, maybe we should. A minority of people, maybe we should just eat the Irish. You think you're safe when you eat people's kids? Think that's a world you want to live in? I mean, seriously, folks, there's no bottom to this when you go along with it. It's insane. And I've warned the left. It won't be Alex Jones you got to worry about when stuff goes south, which it already is. It'll be your neighbors. And the Pentagon's own reports admit within 10 days, anyone that doesn't commit suicide in a collapse with no food or water starts murdering. Within 15, the majority become cannibals. The power goes off within a month. Mass cannibalism. Now, in that world, I've been honest with my children and my family. Some guys show up to rob my house. I'll be waiting for them in the bushes. I wipe them out. We don't got any food. I'm going to butcher them. I'm going to eat you. My family's not going to. I will eat human flesh. I will cut your ass up. I'll eat you. I'll cook you on a spit. I don't want to. But before you kill me, I'm going to feast on your flesh. You're the ones brought us here. You're the ones took us to this point. I'm made to dominate. You're not. And I'm talking to the left. You're a bunch of candy asses. You can't even eat beef. You want to eat bugs. So I'll tell you again, the world you're leading us to is cannibalism. And in that world, I'm the gorilla. I'm the lion. I'm the tiger. I'm the alpha male. I'm the killer whale. I'm the apex predator. I will destroy you. And while we're getting our farming set up and our emergency energy system set up, we'll have a meeting. Thousands of people in front of me, I'll say, we don't want to eat people, but they put us in this position. Before we get the protein we need, we're going to have to resort to cannibalism. Are you ready? And they're going to literally tell me, yes, Jones, we're ready to eat man flesh. And I'll say, let's do it. You don't have the will to kill people and eat them. I do. But I'd rather bypass this. All this beautiful civilization we've got can be kept in place if you'll just back off, globalist. We'll give you abstention. We'll let you take part of your wealth and run off somewhere. Just stop the attack. You started it. I'm going to explain something, folks. In the Great Depression, they estimate tens of millions starved to death. We were 90% rural, 50% self-sufficient. We're 10% rural, 5% self-sufficient right now.
humans, your neighbor will become a piranha-like demon after 10 days of no food. But a piranha-like demon will just run up to your camp trying to eat you with a machete in their hand. We're just sitting there waiting for them. Pop, pop, pop. All right, haul them up. Let's eat them. I don't want to go to that economy, but in that economy, I will eat you. Maybe that gets to you at some genetic level. Because the people playing predator aren't the predators. I'm the predator. My listeners are the predators. They actually care. They don't want to do this. But if you put us in that wheelhouse, I'll eat you. I'll eat your ass like corn on the cob. I'll haul you up by a chain. But I don't want to make a soup out of your blood. You get sick if you just drink blood straight up. Just boil it. Add some potatoes. But before my children die, I'll cook you. You really want me to cook you? You're really looking for daddy to stand up? Keep looking for the alpha male. Keep looking for somebody to show you how it's done. I'll show you. That's all that's going to be going around when the food's cut off. The energy's cut off. It's going to be people. The pigeons, the rats, we'll try to eat them first. Squirrels, they'll be gone in a couple weeks. And then guess who's on the menu? You. Plane crashes in the Andes with 100 on board. Half of them down the crash. First week or so, nobody eats the people. They're like, this is immoral. But as soon as their kids start starving to death, they go, all right, let's cook them. And the globalists want to put us in that position. Let's not do that. Let's bypass that. Let's say no to that. But you got to do it now. Who's up next here? I'm taking calls over the receives. Who's up next? Jordan, Michigan. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm thinking of recipes.
Fair enough. I wanted to ask, because I believe in the light at the end of the tunnel, and I believe either Mr. Trump or Mr. Kennedy will be our president come 2025. What do you think our military will look like with Trump in charge versus Kennedy in charge?
Well, first off, they've changed the primary system where Kennedy can't get elected other than third party. He can just run and maybe beat Biden and get more points to Trump. There's election fraud, but the fraud only goes so far. So the landslide's so big they can't block. So Kennedy's not feasible. Let's just be honest. Trump, the deep state knows they've committed all these crimes. If he won the election, they'll assassinate him or try. And so that's the level of crisis we're in.
Well, that's a shame because I got out of the Marine Corps and I want to go back in along with our youth who wants to serve our military. And we can't trust our current commander in chief. I mean, he's the second most
Well, he's not your commander in chief. He's a globalist puppet. You're right.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Country and Hitler, we were just doing soft kill. We were doing sterilization. We were doing marriage licenses and saying you two can't procreate because you have this disease somewhere in your family. We were controlling who and who cannot reproduce. We were sterilizing prisoners. And basically what Hitler did is I'll do you one better. We'll start eradicating this unwanted life, this useless eaters. So if anything,
that's right. That was the main Nuremberg defense of the Nazis. They were taught it by the U.S. and British government. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah,
the PBS,
the
American Experience, the Eugenics Crusade. I haven't seen it, but what you say is dead on. It's covered in my film Endgame. God bless you, brother. What do you think of them hiring illegal aliens, trying to make it our new military?
Well, that's it's the Great Purge. It's not the purge of the white worker, as most would say the right want or is at, or saying they're doing. It's the purge of the American worker. And it's the
That's
purge
right.
Of,
I appreciate
of,
your
of,
call.
Of
God your bless you. They bring in the foreigners, and they pit us against us. When we can't get jobs, that causes a civil war. That's the plan. All right, let's look at these calls here. Who is up next? Who's been holding the longest? Larry in Ohio. Larry, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me all right?
I can, Larry. Go ahead.
Okay. Alex, I'm going to give you first my opinion of you yourself, okay? When I was in the Navy in Vietnam, if I was in a platoon going into the field, there's two people, and I've met a lot of them in and out of the service, that I would want either on the point or behind me. On the point because I don't trust them, on the behind me because they're watching my back. sir, you are the number one man that I would want behind me watching my back. I have got so much of your stuff. I've been listening to you for so many years. I mean, it's just, I've gone after stuff. I got into this.
Well, I appreciate you, brother, because we're all got each other six now. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So I want to thank you. And absolutely, I've never betrayed anybody knowingly. I've made mistakes. I hate my mistakes, but I'm 100% in to win.
Man, I'll tell you what. If I could have you right here in front of me, we could talk for hours. I could tell you my experiences. And it's unbelievable since 9/11. I got into this totally by accident by going to the library looking for a tape to watch. I got into the Iran-Contra affair. I didn't know all that stuff. Anyway, beyond all that, where I work at, I see drivers come in picking up steel coils, aluminum, whatever. Most of them are foreign, and they get their license because they're granddaddy to them. They can't drive. They don't know what they're doing. They can't speak English, most of them. Indian, Arabian, Russian, Mexican. I've spoke to drivers from Canada. The drivers coming down from Canada. I asked them about what was going on up there, how they felt about the truckers. Strike up there. They either didn't want to talk to me or they were afraid to talk to me, so I just broke it off. I thought, shut up before you get in trouble. Stop there. Okay, you just mentioned about military age men coming in. You showed it. I watched your video and stuff. Alex, I thought about this over a year and a half ago. You know what militia camps are. I've heard you say you know what militia camps are. I've asked people. I asked a man right across the street who's the preacher. He used to be an ex, or he's an ex State Highway Patrolman. I asked him if he knew what it was and stuff. Alex, I know for a fact, and I can tell you how I know all this, but we ain't got time. They're everywhere, every 50 state, every territory. I know that. I know that for a fact. They're waiting for what you said. The sleeper cells say, come on, it's time to do this thing. And I know my own prediction from what I've watched, listened, seen. My own prediction is by Halloween, something big time is going to happen, and we're going to be under Rex 84.
Well, like I want to be clear. The militia is constitutional. We support it in the Constitution, the Second Amendment. But almost all of these main militia groups that believe they're patriots fighting tyranny, which is reasonable and right, are being led by a Fed to trigger the Civil War. Do you understand that?
I understand that completely. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're creating the false army for the Civil War. And we would win if we had our real armies, but they're leading our forces.
The reason I'm saying militia camps with foreigners, okay? When this started...
Oh, you're saying militia camps with foreigners.
Foreigners, right. Not American citizens, not Vietnam veterans, not veterans.
But I'm saying they've also got those.
They want full spectrum
dominance. Right-wing militias that believe they're doing good, led by a Fed, versus the leftist militias. Yes, I agree. That's going on.
Exactly. Okay, but when they said, and this has been, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago, suddenly all these adult military-age male disappeared. What was it, a couple million of them? They just up and disappeared, and they don't know where they went. And I got to thinking. So I went and started looking stuff up. I went in to the Khmer Rouge. You know what the Khmer Rouge is?
Yeah, that's Cambodia.
Yeah. I looked into that, and I'm thinking, is something like this going to start? Because I'm watching these kids, how easy these kids are programmed with that telephone. Like when Pokemon come on, and all these kids start running around the globe, stealing their dad's money, getting on planes and stuff. A false figure, a cartoon figure.
Jaden X is a perfect example of them.
Yep, there you go. But like I said, I've got hours upon hours of your stuff. I was getting it through the library. Then when you got your name and they start backing off and saying you can't get that because we're not allowed to bring it to you. I thought, okay, so I'll go around that. I went into this and started getting your stuff and everything. I've got hundreds of hours of stuff. 9/11, you protesting. I mean, everything you could imagine, I've just about got it all. And that's why I say I listen to you. I watch you. I get tired of you sometimes, but I don't back off because I know I need you.
Brother, I hear you. I get tired of me sometimes, too. I love you. Keep it up. Brian in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you hear me good?
I do, brother. Go ahead.
Hey,
First of all, I wanted to call and say, you know, Governor Northam did get his gun banned just quietly.
By the way, I should add, and, you're a police officer purging of America. Go ahead, Brian.
And Obama's been dumping illegal aliens into these cities, and they have been coming cops and all that other stuff. I don't know if you remember, there was a famous shooting up in Minneapolis by an illegal alien that Obama made legal, and he actually shot a gun rights activist. You can probably look that story up. But I've rubbed shoulders with some very powerful people in Virginia. And I tell you what, Alex, I believe they're going to put Trump in jail. I believe they got the jury ready to go. And as soon as he gets into that courtroom, and, you know, the rest of history, look what they did to Roger Stone and Owen Schwerer and the rest of them. They're just waiting to get Trump. But if Trump, for some reason, if Trump does get back in there, Trump, he needs to go after the big fish, like these bankers, the head of the Federal Reserve, all of them
need to be
arrested for treason. Yeah. They all need to be arrested for treason. If he doesn't go after these people that control the minions in Washington, D.C., he's just going to put the damper on a fire, and it's just going to smolder. And then down the road, we're going to have to deal with this again. So I hope if Trump does get back in there, it's going to be a miracle if it does happen. But these illegal aliens are running around everywhere. They've been doing it. Obama's been doing it, and they dumped a bunch of them in Washington, D.C., and up in Michigan, and New York, and they're out there. They're out there, and everything you said, they use them in the military first, and then they put them out on the street as police officers just so they can have them ready to go when they need them.
That's exactly what's going on. Can you believe the reporter got arrested that first broke the Nazi they saluted in the Canadian Parliament last week? We've got that reporter coming up, then we'll come back to your calls, but this is just a full intimidation if anybody tells the truth. The good news is this reporter is not backing down. He joins us next hour.
Well, we need more and more people out there to speak out, you know, and I hope that Tucker does go get to interview Putin, because I want to hear that story. I want to hear Putin's side of the story, because all we hear is Zelensky's side of the story. Let's hear Putin's side of the story. And think about this. Think about this. I want people to think about this. Alex, you know where the worst neighborhood is down there in Austin, Texas. You don't go over there and start messing around, because you know something can happen to you. Nobody messes with the big dogs unless they want to mess with the big dogs. It's like 9/11. Ain't nobody going to attack America unless the government wants them to attack America. It's the same way with all these illegal aliens. They don't want illegal aliens in this country unless they want illegal aliens in this country. So, if I was American people, I hope you wake up, and I hope Trump gets this message. He needs a, and another thing too. Trump needs to tell people about how we're paying our taxes to a private bank. He needs to tell people.
I hear you, brother. We're out of time for this hour. Thank you, Brian. We're going to go to break, air a special report, come back with a reporter arrested for exposing the Nazi being saluted at the Canadian Parliament last week. That's coming up, and I'll finish up with Luke, QC, Chris, Aaron, Kelly, and others. Hour number three, straight ahead, InfoWars.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.